Great. People need to feel understood before they become ready to understand. Suppose a person goes to a doctor and the person is about to explain the symptoms, what they are suffering from. And without hearing any of the symptoms, the doctor gives a prescription. You take this medicine, take this injection, let's do the surgery. The patient will be taken aback. I'm not even told my symptoms. Even if the doctor is so expert, the doctor can understand without seeing, but the point of treatment is not just giving the treatment. The point of treatment is also that the patient's trust has to be earned so that the patient can take the treatment, accept the treatment. So the patient, the diagnosis has to be done in a way that the patient feels that my symptoms are understood. Then when the doctor explains, that, okay, this is the treatment you should take, this is what you should do, then the patient will become open to take the treatment. If the patient feels that they are not being understood, even if the doctor has given the correct treatment, the patient will not be convinced, the patient will go away and find, look for some other doctor. So the patient needs to feel understood before they become ready to understand the doctor. And the same principle applies on in the spiritual path also. When we try to say, share some spiritual principles to help people deal with some issues that they have, unless people feel that we have understood them, they will not be ready to understand what we are saying. They will think that we are simply just using their problem as a pretext to thrust our ideology on them. It's only when we hear and understand what they are saying and then explain in a relevant way the spiritual message, then they will accept it. And Krishna himself demonstrates this in the Bhagavad Gita when Arjuna tells him that I cannot control the mind. In 6.33 and 34, in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says that the mind is impossible to control. Chanchalam himana krishna pramathi balavadrudham tasyaham nigraham manye vayorivasudushkaram. So he says that the mind is restless, it is turbulent, it is wild, I cannot control it, Krishna. So it is controlling, it is like dealing with the raging wind. Now Krishna, he is God. He controls everything. And he could dismiss Arjuna's problem. No, controlling the mind is not difficult. Just have your willpower. Just control it. Krishna doesn't say that. Krishna empathizes with Arjuna. The first thing he says in 6.35 is Asamshayam Mahabaho Mano Durnigraham Chalam. Asamshaya. There's no doubt, Arjuna. I fully agree with you. Asamshayam Mahabaho Mano Durnigraham Chalam. The mind is extremely difficult to control. It is very restless. Arjuna feels relief. Arjuna feels understood. And then, what does Krishna do? Krishna doesn't, after that, produce some dramatically new prescription. Essentially, Krishna reiterates what he has spoken earlier. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grahyate. By steady practice and by detachment. Just keep practicing the process of controlling the mind steadily, and you become detached from the expectation of immediate results. Don't expect that the mind will change overnight. Just keep practicing steadily. And by that, you will be able to control the mind. And by this empathic attitude, when Krishna understands Arjuna's problem, although Krishna gives the same prescription essentially later, Arjuna is able to accept it. Similarly, when we, rather than being too eager to offer a solution, yes, we are meant to offer solutions to people, and the spiritual wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita can serve as solutions to a wide variety of problems that people have. But when we understand, and not only we understand, but we help people understand that we have understood, when people feel understood, then they become open to understanding the spiritual message of the Gita. And that is the sensitivity that Krishna teaches through his personal example about how we win people over by understanding them. Thank you. Hare Krishna.